German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder barely won re-election victory 2 years ago by opposing the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Now the sluggish German economy could lead to his political downfall. Voters in Germany's most populous, wealthiest state pick a new government today in a local election with national implications. Schröder is not on the ballot, but his Social Democratic Party is expected to lose control of North Rhine-Westphalia after ruling the region for almost 4 decades. NPR's Emily Harris traveled to the area and filed this report.
Good cheer was served up in abundance, along with beer, pretzel, and sausages, at an energetic political rally in North Rhine-Westphalia last week. None of Schröder's Social Democrats were in this happy crowd. It's the more conservative Opposition Christian Democratic Union, or CDU, which has led in opinion surveys for weeks. CDU members are almost giddy with the prospect of taking power here. 21-year-old student and party volunteer Fabian Zeitz hopes a victory today will lead to a change of government nationally.
I think when the CDU wins here, it's day one of the ending of Mr. Schröder in Berlin.
If it is, it would not be an immediate downfall. National elections are set for autumn 2006. But who governs North Rhine-Westphalia is important. 1 in 5 Germans live here. It's seen as a bellwether for national politics. Still, the state's current premier, Peer Steinbrück, plays down the risk facing the Social Democratic Party.
Whenever we win or whenever we lose, it doesn't mean automatically that the federal government will fail or has to give up. They have a mandate for 4 years, and they have a majority. Why should they give up the majority just because one local election is lost?
But it hasn't been just one. The Social Democrats lost ground in all 10 state elections held since Schröder won re-election 2.5 years ago. They've lost control in 2 states. On Schröder's watch, unemployment has hit record highs, above 20% even in some parts of wealthy North Rhine-Westphalia. In an effort to fix the economy and save taxpayer money, Schröder has cut unemployment and health benefits and made it easier to fire people. None of these changes have been widely popular. On a busy pedestrian shopping street in the town of Wuppertal, family counselor Brigitte Komischer says the Social Democrats aren't helping ordinary people anymore.
I want that Mr. Schröder and his people live like all other people do. And it's impossible that there are a few people who have a lot of money, and more and more and more, and the others must reduce whatever they get.
As the German economy rose from the ashes of World War II, people here became accustomed to a social contract between workers and companies that provided good wages and stable employment across the social classes. Now, in a political move some here find tinged with anti-Americanism, Social Democratic Party Chairman Franz Müntefering has tapped into a growing anger toward individuals benefiting at the expense of others. He published a list of investment companies he called locusts, accusing them of stripping profits from German companies while dumping jobs.
The problem is that when markets, money, and globalization are unleashed, nations can no longer make decisions themselves. I call for politics to be primary. I'm opposed to people who say money rules the world.
Accused businesses say this is simply a flamboyant attempt to woo voters who think the Social Democrats have gone too far to the center with economic reforms and benefit cuts. A Christian Democratic victory in North Rhine-Westphalia isn't a sure thing. Opinion polls last week showed the Social Democrats catching up. Much may depend on turnout, but going into the vote, the real surprise would be if Schröder's party could swing a victory. Emily Harris, NPR News.